Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show, held each spring, and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th through 14th at Expo Square. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
Well, the OCA Ranch Rodeo Cowboys Helping Kids is coming up August 16th and 17th at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie. Kent Trentman tells us more.
True ranches that will represent the state from the far northeast to all the way out west. We have a great committee. All of our stock has been donated. It's our charity event for OCA for the Children's CFA. At some point in the rodeo, we'll pass a boot, and every dollar donated goes directly to the CFA.
For ticket information, go to okcattlemen.org. Well, while in St. Louis a couple of weeks ago, I had the opportunity for my first visit to the Danforth Plant Science Center in St. Louis. I had the opportunity to visit with Carla Rober. She's the Vice President of Public and Government at the center, to talk a little bit about what this research center does.
So we do basic research about how to make plants yield more with less impact on the environment.
So much great information today. You're talking about drought-resistant plants and all different kinds of things that would really benefit ag producers.
Yeah, I mean, this is what we're doing this work for, is the producer. And so Dr. Danforth, our founder, knew that the most important way to help farmers and to help increase a sustainable food supply was to get the technology in the laboratory out to the field, so that we hire entrepreneurial scientists with a focus on that, and while doing so, creating new companies and new jobs in our region.
Now, you gave us a tour of the greenhouses, but kind of touch on a little bit about what we got to see out there today.
Yeah, sure. Our greenhouses are about 50,000 square feet of greenhouse space. They are used by our researchers for their research, but we also make them available to the companies in the area to use for their R&D. And this helps early stage startups to have that high quality research grade greenhouses to do their proof of concepts, so they can take that data to the venture capitalists and say, I had this done at the world's largest plant science institute, and raise money to continue to grow their business to bring products to the field.
To hear my complete conversation with Carla Rober at the Danforth Center, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, mark your calendars for coming up this Thursday, August the 1st, for the Women in Ag Conference at the Hilton Garden Inn in Edmond, Oklahoma. They've got a lot of great speakers and a lot of great sessions on hand. Oklahoma Women in Agriculture and Small Business Conference provides risk management education in the areas of production, marketing, financial, legal, and human risks inherent to women-owned operations. When I'm talking about the speakers, all kinds. Wes Lee's going to be there with the Mezzanette. They're going to have the folks in ODAF talking a little bit about marketing programs. Homemade Food Freedom. Dr. Brian Arnall of OSU is going to be talking about the agronomy of improving soil health and crop resiliency. Always good discussions on the farm bill, using your farm for social impact. They're going to talk about tax returns, buzzing into beekeeping, calving, time management, and more. To get yourself signed up and to take a look at the complete agenda, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news.
Butler's Gold has been developed for later planting and is one of the golden grain varieties from OSU. It features end-use quality well above the norm and at the same time offers high yield potential. Butler's Gold delivers strong protection against stripe rust and leaf rust and consistent high protein content and protein quality. Test weight, protein, and baking qualities are similar to Double Stop CL+. Learn more about Butler's Gold by going to okgenetics.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.